Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? I am Regina Coles, your host tonight for The Real Housewives of Orange County. And man, have we got a show for you. Love conquers all. Vicky and Kelly, I love Thang. Stay tuned, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, I like this. Yes. Love the new intro.
It is.
I like a little, it's woo. Spicy.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. I'm your host, Regina Coles, and my lovely co-host here with this beautiful smile is Miss Carla.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Me too. So, I'm excited. I'm excited about this episode.
Me too.
There's a lot going on.
Just when I thought that maybe these ladies couldn't up the bar, they upped the bar. So what were your thoughts?
I feel like I like that I didn't know where it was going ever. Mm-hmm. I feel like there were so many emotions everywhere. It was so up and down, but it ended on a good note, which I'm happy about. Uh-huh. But is it a good note, though? That's the question.
For me, it was too much kumbaya.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was too much of a love fest to a point where it almost just got uncomfortable. It seemed kind of, phony, fake. But hopefully, maybe not.
No, I agree. I liked it, but I was second-guessing myself. You can never be too sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So now, what did you think about this new rumor that started with Vicky, which, was a year old, talking about Kelly again, spreading another rumor?
I just think she can't help herself. And it's weird to me because, she wants everything to be better, which, in the end, it really does turn out better, but then she keeps doing things to make the situation worse. It's like, nothing positive can come out of you spreading yet another rumor,
right?
Especially mm-hmm. when it involves someone's kid. That is, an attack. I'm not a parent, but I can mm-hmm. only imagine as a parent how defensive you become,
Right. Protective of your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And
sure.
Then I think what is even worse so is how Kelly reacts to everything.
Oh,
I'm like, girl, just let it, not let it slide, but just let it roll off your shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, the more energy
yes.
you give it, mm-hmm. the worse the situation gets.
Yeah.
Like, she just needs to learn to calm down. But no, she called her ex-husband.
Yes.
She told her daughter. She called her boyfriend. She called Shannon. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, she's
way
like,
too much negative energy.
Everybody.
She was about to call the school. And I forget who was please
yeah.
don't do that. Don't call the school.
Yeah, right.
You're going to get yourself banned now. Yeah.
Giving her some free legal advice, she may have gotten banned at that point calling the school up.
Yeah, especially in the moment of anger like that, not a
yeah.
good idea.
But I don't know why Vicky keeps spreading these rumors. And what really got to me was Vicky saying that the rumor was a year old. Come on, Vicky. A year old?
It's like, if you're going to say something, might as well say something that's, relevant,
Right.
I mean, who hasn't done dumb things in the past? I would hate for someone, let's say this rumor is true, I would hate for someone to throw my past mistakes and make, throw them to my face and make them a current situation when that's, not necessarily who I am anymore,
Exactly. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I hope those, that they, find a way around, Vicky throwing out these rumors all the time, but I do have to add to that. Tamara is a instigator. I labeled her Tamara Trouble.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because she, she's in Kelly's ear one minute, and then she's back in Vicky's ear, telling Vicky, behave yourself. Don't say this. Don't bring up her name. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. Well, Tamara, why are you bringing it up? And then later on, is when they went to dinner, she's got Kelly over in the kitchen bringing it up when everybody else was trying to be nice, make peace. So
I think she's just in a really tough position. It's hard. I mean, I've never been... Well, no, I have actually, where two friends that you really adore are fighting. Mm-hmm. It's hard to, like, pick a side. It's hard to stay neutral. It's hard to just maneuver that whole situation. So I think, I mean, I don't even know how to get through, how you would, like, make that happen without really upsetting someone.
Well, they both asked her to pick sides.
Yeah, I think that's so unfair, though. Like, you can't, like... Every interaction you have with the person is different. So, like one side of me that you guys not like what someone else is going to get. So, how are you going to tell someone to choose between someone else? It's like, that's not fair to do. Like, you need to be adults in that kind of situation.
Yeah. So, now, who do you think, if you were in Tamara's position, who would you stick by?
Oh, my God. I was thinking this.
Who would you be loyal to?
I was thinking this during the show, and... I hope I don't get crucified with this. I think everything is Vicky's fault. I genuinely do, because thinking back to it, this all started because she went on a date with Kelly's ex-husband. She set him up with someone. Mm-hmm. That's how everything started, I want to say, last season. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I would have been really pissed too. That's so wrong.
Right.
Not that what Kelly has done since then is correct, but I think Vicky definitely did start everything.
Well, anyways, Vicky is back, and so as we see, as we go through this episode, that, you know, there, keep hope alive, right?
Yes. So on the live chat, we have Red Sox Sarah.
Okay.
Tamara has kitchen towels on her oven that say stir the pot. It shows that she knows she's a pot stir, LOL. Is this true? Are there really these towels, or are we just being shady? Because that's funny.
Really, we have to pay attention to that, does she?
Yeah, that's funny. I want to go back and rewatch the show just for that.
Yeah, I want to look at that. But you are right. She definitely stirs the pot, and that's what I was saying. She plays two sides. One minute, she's whispering in Vicky's ear, and then the next moment, she's in Kelly's face whispering something. So Tamara needs to just take her own advice and shut it down. You know,
yeah,
be
definitely.
Neutral.
Yeah.
Be neutral.
100%.
So moving along, what do you think about Gina and Emily?
Oh my God, that situation was, even watching it was so weird when Emily was like crying, saying she felt abandoned. And then Gina in her interviews is like, you feel abandoned. I feel abandoned. Like I got left by my husband. I feel like they both want to be like the bigger victim, which is weird.
Right.
Like it's like the biggest pity party for themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why? I don't know. It's like, I think the whole dynamic is weird. I don't even, and then the way they made up, I mean, it was sweet. You can tell it was sincere.
Yeah.
But just how far it got, I just didn't think it was kind.
Some really nasty things said. And she really crossed the line. And when she insinuated about the father-in-law watching her dance, and then, you know, Shane hadn't showed up at that point, I think that was just kind of tacky. I mean, what are you saying?
No, yeah, you know? I thought that wasn't cool. But I think I feel like they both really want attention. So unless they get over that, I don't see the relationship going in a positive place.
Well, they said they're going to be BFFs forever.
Oh my God!
So you know what that means?
Another year, maybe. Till the next fight.
Speaking of that, BFFs and all that loyalty, do you have something you want to say to our AfterBuzzers?
Yeah, we have a very special announcement for you. We want to thank you so much for making this the ESPN of TV Talk. We couldn't do this without all of our amazing viewers. We love you so much. And while you're here, make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And if you haven't done so already, check us out on iTunes. Give us 5 stars, nothing less. And make sure to leave us a comment. We love hearing what you have to say. We see you here in the live chat. We love having you part of the conversation. It makes everything more interactive, fun, and just once again, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We could not do it without you. We really appreciate your loyalty to AfterBuzz TV. So speaking of the live chat, what else do we have? Anything interesting there?
Serena Castillo said, no wonder Tamara's arms are so tight from stirring the pot. LOL. So everyone agrees with us,
We've got some real comedians out there tonight in live chat. They're on top of it.
And then Todd Beaton says, Vicky was told stop making rumors up, and that's why she's not a housewife anymore. And I agree. I feel like she's, for me, it was over with Vicky once the whole Brooks cancer scandal happened. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just, that is like beyond. Like, who, once that happened, I feel like I kind of felt icky about her.
Right.
And then, all these rumors are just, they're not nice. And she's been doing this ever, I mean, always, really. And in, like, the reunions, it gets really ugly. It's just, I don't really get her purpose.
Well, they say if you're not friends with another housewife, the more friends you are with, or more housewives that you have as your personal friend, of course, it makes you more relevant in the storyline because you're getting invited to different events and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So in order for her to stay relevant, I guess she figured that she had to go down that route.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is really sad. So, you know, I don't know. I just think they're old enough to not push each other's buttons in such a tacky way.
I agree, but I feel like Vicky's just, I feel like she's not really mature. And it's kind of crazy because she, I think in the episode says, like, I'm going to be 57 years old.
Yeah.
Like, you would think at that age, you have become a mature human being. You've had
some security.
And be secure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've been through so much. And you can clearly see that she's a very insecure person.
Yeah, she is.
And I feel like that's why she does so many, like, outlandish things.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anytime a woman considers herself ugly, and she said that about herself, she buys into this, you look like a pig, and I had a bad botched facelift and all that kind of stuff. That's really negative. And that's just showing that you don't have much of a self-esteem. And I'm just hoping that maybe things will turn around since she and Kelly kind of
mended
came
it
together and mended things. What do you think about that? Were you surprised to see that?
I was, because it just happened so out of nowhere. I feel like they were just hanging out. They looked at each other, and then they both just started crying. I don't even get how, like, I don't know. It was just, seemed like they tossed everything out the door, but it seems like it was so much to just easily, like, sweep it under the rug. It doesn't really seem like much of a real solution to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like just, like, it's temporarily good, but it's
that
not.
That's not genuine.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And so what do you think about Shannon's part and everything? She's been kind of quiet, trying to play a peacemaker.
I mean, where was Shannon this whole episode? What was she doing?
She was really laid back.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I was too. And that's what I was saying. Is her role like more of a peacemaker now? Or
I think she probably wants to stay out of the mess. I feel like she's had enough drama with like prior seasons that she's done fighting with people. So if that's the case, good for her. I'm glad someone's being rational on the show. Because what getting in the middle of all that is going to get you nowhere good. So good for her. No, I kind of like that we didn't see her this episode. Oh, my God, with the beekeeper. What was his name? Noel? Joel?
Noel.
Yeah, that was so funny.
So she was like, Emily was trying to hook her up with the beekeeper. Shannon up with the beekeeper.
She's hanging out with everyone,
That was Tamara. Tamara was doing that. And that's kind of embarrassing to me because, and then, you know, what I didn't like about it is she said, she's rich.
No, I think they were being, like, playful.
They were, but still, this is...
No, it's not everyone's cup of tea, I'm sure. But I thought what was really funny was that, like, when he came, when he showed up, she got giddy, like, right away. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so weird. And then when they were sitting there and he was talking to them, like, through whatever they were mm-hmm. gonna do, she goes, I like him, he's so funny. I was like, he has not said one funny thing. Like, what? I was so confused on why she thought he was funny. I just think she had, like, a little crush on him.
Maybe it was all the honey with the bees, you know?
Yeah, she was a little hypnotized.
Yeah, right.
But I thought it was, like, it was just, it was, it's kind of comical to see someone, like, older like that still get so giddy. But it's also, like, you know, nice to know that that still innocent. Happens. Yeah, it's cute.
It's kind of girly, you know, schoolgirl crush right away, but he shot her down.
Did he? Yeah. I didn't notice that. Well, he didn't really play along, so I don't know if that's...
Tamara asked him, was he married or something in a relationship, remember?
Yes.
And he was like, it's complicated. So whenever a guy tells you that, run.
Exactly. You don't want any part of that. Okay. Yes.
What do you mean it's complicated?
It's a yes.
Either you're in a relationship or you're not. Either you're married or you're single or
Serena Castillo says, I think it's funny every time Tamara tries to set Shannon up. It's cute. What's funny though is that I agree with you, girl. I think that Tamara wants Shannon off her back. She's like, I'm her husband.
Oh, okay. So maybe Tamara needs to go into the dating business, you know,
get her
Tamara dating app.
Is it?
You know?
Didn't she get her a matchmaker last season?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's been trying.
Yeah, so.
Because apparently she calls her like numerous times a day and she's like, you know, very needy. So I'm glad she's trying to get Shannon the man because she needs, you know, I'm sure she has her own life to worry about.
Right, right. But, you know, Shannon's come such a long ways.
Oh, yeah. So looking at her, like when I see her on the TV screen, I'm like, this is a completely different woman. Mm-hmm. Like, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She lost so much weight.
Right.
She seems lighter as a person compared to before.
Right.
She was going through a lot.
She seems like she's really found herself and she feels really good about herself. And you can always tell when a person, especially a woman, is feeling really good about herself because it radiates to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kinder to other people.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can always tell when a woman is like having man troubles or something. Oh,
they're bitter.
Like,
you can feel the energy from a mile away.
Right?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, okay, well, I'll talk to you later when you know, get over whatever you're going through.
Yeah, no, I'm happy for her. And I think it's like perfect timing because of Gina. Mm-hmm. You know that Shannon has come full circle and now Gina's going through it. So that's someone that she can look up to. And she did it pretty successfully. Like, she has her own house now. She, I feel like, takes care of her girls amazingly.
Mm-hmm. More independent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's Gina's problem right now, that she was so dependent on her marriage and husband and stability she had, that's why she's having such a hard time getting out of that. And that was Shannon. Remember, she didn't know how to pay a bill before?
We talked about that.
I'm just like, oh, my God.
And so you get to a certain age in life, in your 40s, and this is the first time you learning how to be independent, pay a bill, take care of business. I mean, look at Gina. I mean, she's lucky she's not sitting behind bars right now.
Oh, Gina's hilarious. She said something that kind of was like, oh, just her like little comments. She's so like silly when she was like, oh, like, I really want some fun. Like, I want to have some fun. I want like a heroin addict wants like a hit or something.
A crack.
And that was
a crack addict. I'm like,
I was like, how are you making those jokes?
Yeah. That's just to each his own. We take it as a joke, but
well, that, like, considering her like legal troubles, I'm like, I don't know if I would just mention anything. It's recreational at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to do anything to add to your story that way in a negative way. But speaking of Gina, now she has a new boyfriend.
Does she? Right now? Like currently?
Yeah, that's current news.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but she said, so far so good. And she's keeping it a secret because she doesn't want anyone to, you know, rain on the parade before it even starts real good. Before you start, you know.
Well, that's a smart move on her part because I feel like when you're in the limelight like that, it's, I'm sure the moment, you know, we find out who it is, people are going to be throwing.
Oh, yeah. They'll dig the dirt.
Yeah.
Up. Are you kidding me?
The look of his record is, they'll do the most, you know? So let her enjoy it for the time being until it's inevitable.
Yeah. Keep them to yourself, honey. That's the best thing to do.
Right.
As long as you're happy, take your time. You don't have to introduce them to anybody, because as soon as somebody sees them, oh, I think he used to date my girlfriend or whatever, and here comes the dirt.
And then it's a mess.
And then it's a big mess, and then everybody thinks they know your business. So that's a good thing, Gina. Keep it to yourself. She said he lives in Orange County, not too far from her, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And that he's very successful.
Well, perfect.
So we want to meet him.
Serena Castillo says, good for Gina. I saw it on reality tea. I need to look up reality tea. I want all the tea.
Okay, yeah. That sounds great. So what did you think about Bronwyn?
Threw a big curveball.
Ooh, that was a revelation.
I feel like she did. First she was like naked and just like going everywhere naked.
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny when she jumped into the jacuzzi with Emily and
mm-hmm.
Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Gina like kind of like moved away like right away. I was like, I would have done the same thing.
She was kind of frisky.
Yeah.
But the thing that shocked me, and I had predicted this a few weeks ago, that we were going to see another side to Bronwyn.
What did you think about the boob? That's the part I was like, you cannot make this up. Like, this is way too much.
That was gross.
At dinner. Dinner table.
As a woman, well, we'll go back to the hot tub, because that's juicy.
Okay. Go back to the hot tub, and we'll go back to the boob.
No, let's go to the dinner table. I meant to say.
Okay, yeah.
So go ahead.
It was just like time and place. Like, if you're getting ready in your room and you have like a robe on and you're changing and you want to show your girlfriend that your breast is lactating, makes sense.
Ugh.
Time and place.
Mm-hmm.
At a dinner table that is not even in your own villa, you're like out at a restaurant, whatever it was they were at, with staff around, and people are eating, and you just were like, want to show people that your breast still lactates. I'm like, why?
But even worse was Emily, was it Emily?
Pinching the nipple.
Ew. And they said, oh, yeah, it's coming out. It's you're definitely lactating. I mean, and then she's probably saying, well, I've been doing it for 19 years. So, but to me, that was just in poor taste. I don't need to see.
Imagine lactating for 19 years. I cannot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, that takes us to the hot tub. So maybe that's why she needs her party with her husband on those monumental dates.
You could not pay me enough money to do that.
A threesome. I could not believe that came out of her mouth.
I mean, to each their own. You know, that really works for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gets them going. Good for you, but I personally could not. That's just, no, not for me.
Well, she said that they basically do it for her.
Which
so
I don't, because apparently he doesn't get anything out of it from what it seems like. Well, they said there was no penetration. So then maybe he just likes watching?
He
must.
That could be. Because she said he doesn't have sex with the other women.
Yeah, basically, like, didn't she insinuate kind of, like, stops him from cheating? Or something about cheating. I don't know what she said.
Yeah. But she, the third party, the other woman, is somebody that she selects, and she says she goes about. So, that's like her walking into the room.
Scoping someone out.
She's scoping out who can be my partner on his 45th birthday, you know?
That's so weird.
That is so weird.
And then when she admitted that she would choose Tamara.
That was interesting, I felt.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be uncomfortable knowing that kind of information. I'd rather not know.
Well, Tamara was flaunting her stuff, too.
Yeah, you know? she's very free and open as well. So I'm sure to her it's like nothing.
But then Vicky was like, you are too old to be in that hot tub shaking your boobs and, you know, you're
a grandmother.
Right. So, but if you were Tamara, how would you feel about that?
About Bronwyn saying that?
Yeah.
I would be kind of just like, I don't know. Now, if I was ever maybe like drunk around you, I would just like watch be careful myself. With yeah. how, you know, I'm acting or how much I'm consuming.
Yeah.
Give me shelter, says Bronwyn is losing me. I don't care about the threesome. I'm bothered by how much she's trying to be a cool girl. And I agree with you. I think she's.
Who was that?
Give me shelter.
Give me shelter. Great point.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's literally what I've thought since the beginning. I feel like she. Okay. Tries really hard. Even mm-hmm. when she like was told that lie on the bus and she right away broke down and then yeah. told her mom that she does it because she wants to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know.
Okay, so she is definitely just trying to do whatever she can to make people just really like her and feel like she's really a part of the crowd.
Yeah, Serena yeah. Castillo says something along the same lines. We mm-hmm. need more details from Bronwyn. I think she is saying things to please the women so they will like her more. TMI. And yeah, I 100% agree. Like, it's like, the thing she's like flaunting, like, oh, I'm so cool. Look at me. Like, be my friend. I'm fun. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's the way to make friends.
Well,
like,
that would scare
only
me off.
Exactly.
I'd be like, I wouldn't want to undress around her. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
that would just make me nervous.
Red Sox Sarah says, I don't believe for a second that he doesn't get anything out of it. Then why would she do it for his birthday?
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. That's what I said. So she says he's not doing anything thing with the other woman. But, you know, we're not there. We can't see. It's closed doors. So.
Yeah. I think. The things she, I think she's very open, and to some people that's okay, but like that's only information I would share with someone that yeah. I'm super close
yeah.
to.
Yeah,
like the secret stays with you.
Oh, I wouldn't even share it with somebody I was close to, because people will look at you
different
in a different way.
Yeah,
yeah, because
I mean
that would just make me so uncomfortable. I mean, I've been in situations like that where somebody may say something about liking somebody else, or, you know, where you feel like, oh, that's so inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, Give Me Shelter makes another comment. She says, Bronwyn screams giver. I agree. She's very, like, she seems to be kind of like a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there needs to be, like, somewhere where you draw the line, you know?
Well, you know what? I think that has a lot to do with her upbringing.
I can see that.
And her being an only child and feeling like her mom pretty much abandoned her. And she didn't have any siblings. And, you know, she always makes her mom feel guilty about those things and the type of childhood she had growing up. growing up in Whiskey a Go-Go or wherever. On Sunset.
No, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
And she had to move around a lot.
Right.
And then she admits to being very dependent on the mm-hmm. relationship with her kids and husband.
Mm-hmm.
I just think she probably has, like, some soul searching to do. Maybe, like, now that her kids... Well, she still has a lot of kids left, but...
Right.
Maybe as her kids get older, she mm-hmm. has more time to really discover herself.
Right.
Which I think she probably needs to do.
Uh-huh.
Because even in the Vegas trip they just took, like, she was ecstatic to be, like, out of the house and on the girls' trip.
Yeah,
I'm like, that you time is beyond yeah. necessary, mm-hmm. like, weekly.
Yeah.
I know it's not always, like, doable,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that you should prioritize no
right.
matter what.
Exactly. Because
as a woman, it's easy to get lost in the everyday life,
gosh,
you know?
Of, it
like,
is.
Pleasing everyone.
It is. And, you know, I'm a fitness professional, and so I teach a lot of women about health and wellness. And when they come to my classes, and I have all ages, and I always end my classes with, you know, hug yourself, love yourself, be good to yourself. You have to.
No one's going to take care of you like you.
You have to take time for yourself, because mm-hmm. as women, our day is filled with, especially if you're married and you have kids.
Yeah.
Forget it. And you're working too. How
yeah.
do you do it?
You...
Superwoman.
Yeah, and we women are.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. Shady Booty just got into the comment section. Shady Booty, I want you to know that I've missed you.
Shady Booty.
I've missed
Welcome
your commentary.
Back.
She says, fashionably late, XO, Dr. Deb is toxic. And I 100% agree. Even when I see her on camera speaking to Bronwyn, mm-hmm. I feel like the blame is never on her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Bronwyn's fault for reacting to... the way her life reacting the way she does to mm-hmm. how her life turned out.
Mm-hmm.
like she thinks like, oh, you can have a better mindset about it. It's not my fault. Like, it's your fault for thinking that way. And that's beyond toxic. Like, I feel like even if you don't agree with someone, you always should, you know, be open to what someone's telling you if they're hurt. Because who are you to invalidate what they're saying, you know?
Right, right. Especially being her mom. But her mom is like, you're not going to make me feel guilty. I live my life the way I wanted to. And look at you. You're doing okay, you know.
Yeah.
As far as looking at her, but when you look on the inside and her emotional pain or, you know, that she's going through, there's something there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it really is your childhood, you know. That's where, like, that's your foundation as a person. So I think it's important to revisit those moments, even if they're painful. But I'm sure in Bronwyn's case, it's hard because the person that's most responsible won't take any ownership for the situation.
Right.
Not even like that she needs to hear, and I'm sorry, but at least like, you know, I could have done better, or maybe, or you're right in this sense or the other. It's just, it's hard. And Shady Booty says, regardless of Bronwyn being childish, it still hurts my heart to see the combos between mother and daughter like that. And I agree.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Bronwyn is that she has 7 children. And so she needs to be very careful not to project any kind of negativity off into their world, into how she relates to them as a mother because of her upbringing. And so if she is really so troubled by it, she needs to go ahead and get help and see a therapist.
Yeah. I am 100% I think everyone should be in therapy.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right.
You know, it's nice to just even vent to someone sometimes about
right
what you feel, because I feel like people keep so much inside.
Right.
So I think I definitely agree with you. Definitely think she needs to go to therapy. I think maybe, or what I'm hoping is that after watching the season back, that she'll get to see herself in another way and be like, okay, maybe I do need to take care of myself more, and maybe get some help, you know?
Right. So now, what do you, what was your favorite part of the show today, and who are you rooting for? Not prediction yet.
Okay, who am I rooting for?
You know.
You know who I'm really rooting for that I feel like is such the underdog, and I do not get why? Emily.
Yeah.
Even, like, I saw her when she came out in her white dress with her pony. She looks so good.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, everyone's just, I don't think people will give her, like, the respect she deserves. In the girls, the family, everyone. She's amazing. I just want, I want to see her prosper. That would make me so happy.
And she pretty much tries to hold it together as best as she can, especially being married to Shane.
Yeah.
So what do you think that relationship with him not passing the bar?
I mean, I think she's a ride or die, so I think even though he didn't pass, like, she's going to defend him no matter what, and she's going to stick by his side no matter what, and she's going to, I'm sure, root for him to do it again, you know? So I don't see her as the kind of girl who gives up quickly, you know?
Okay. Well, I think they'll probably have a few more problems because she passed it the first time she took it.
Maybe it, like, makes him feel inferior.
I'm sure it does.
Or less than, and
yeah.
But, you know, the woman's smart. You got to be proud of her.
Yeah. So now, how do you feel about Vicky being back more in the storyline?
I will see how far that goes. I feel like this trip might be the most we get of Vicky. Because she's not really a part of the cast. So we'll see. I'm not a Vicky fan.
Yeah, you know,
she doesn't woohoo anymore.
Yeah.
She just sits by the sideline and just kind of, like, either causes trouble or observes. And she used to be, like, the Tres Amigas, crazy wild. And it's like, I think with her boyfriend, fiance, whatever his name is, I forgot. I think he's calmed her down a lot.
Oh.
And but sporty. I see, that was the best part about her. Her personality was, like, so off the wall. It's Steve, I think.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah.
But I think another thing about her is you walk back into a show that you helped to start and create, you know, and here you are, you playing like second fiddle to these other women.
Your time is up. It happens to everyone. You know, the best athletes have to hang up their jersey, you know?
Exactly. And I thought that, you know, it was a pretty good episode, but let's get into our predictions now and what kind of
shady moments. Let's do shady moments for us. I love me some shady moments. Some Eminem, get it. So mine is actually, she's not even the cast member, but she's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Jolie. She said, what did she say? She's just saying that because she has a boring life. That's why she makes things up. And I was like, okay, girl, come through with the shade.
Right. But you know what? I have to agree with that. That's my shady moment,
really?
Too. Yeah, because you know what? For her being, 14 years old?
She's smart.
For her to tell her mom that was great advice.
No,
because let's face it, kids get bullied.
Yeah.
So that shows that she has a lot of maturities. So now, what's your prediction?
My prediction for next week is going to be...
TV prediction.
I think... Well, you know what? No one cried this episode, or did they? No, they did. Kidding.
Oh, good God.
So my prediction last week is going to be the same as this week. I want people to stop crying. So I'm going to predict that they're going to stop crying. I'm throwing it onto the world. I'm manifesting it. It's going to come back, and we're going to get positivity for once, hopefully.
Well, I'm predicting that Vicky and Kelly's truce is not going to last long. No, it's short-lived. I don't think it was really genuine.
Yeah.
You know, I think combining everything, all the elements with the drink and the tequila and the food tasting and everything, I think it's going to be really short-lived, and they'll be back at each other's throats, unfortunately. Which I would really hate to see that.
It's inevitable. It's reality TV, you know?
Yeah, it is reality TV. But I think that they're moving along. It's getting a little more interesting from where we first started.
Definitely. Oh, my God. We've done a complete 180. Thank God. We were drinking wine. That's how much we needed amusement.
We had to self-medicate.
Yes,
right?
We had to.
So listen, I think we have time for one more.
One more.
Our fans. See if someone has a prediction.
Let's see. What are the predictions? My shady moment is still from last week. Emily hanging upside down. I think she means from the yoga. Yes, the yoga that they were doing. Mm-hmm. Her hanging upside down. That's funny. She really was not trying. I thought it was, hilarious. And then they're going back and forth on who started these rumors of Kelly, if Tamara, if it was Kelly, if it was Vicky. Ugh. And then someone said, Jay Satire, I hope I'm saying it right, Kelly loses her shit over anything and lashes out. I don't know if that's a prediction, but if it is, it's a good one because it's inevitable with Kelly.
So let's recap. Your prediction is no more crying.
Positivity, no more crying, more fun, please.
And my prediction is that the truce
won't last long.
Won't last long. It'll be up by the next episode. So I thought it was a great episode. I had a great time.
I agree with you, Carla.
It was amazing.
Thank you.
So where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
Great. And you can find me at Regina Coles on Instagram. So that does it for us here on The Real Housewives of Orange County. We'll see you next week, After Buzzers. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to After Buzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.